Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
About a half hour left in today's edition of Sports Talk Saturday. Derek Kramer, Joe Kelly here with you.
Flew by fast.
It's been a great day.
Yeah, you got to go fast.
Sonic the Hedgehog.
And our brand manager.
Allen's got a surprising amount of speed, by the way.
Does he?
Yes. When it comes to hockey, at least. So why do I mention that? Well, the 11-day power play is starting up on Wednesday.
Nice little promo there. Look at that.
So excited.
Yes.
I'm ready to get out there. It is for a great cause. All proceeds that will benefit Roswell Park, Camp Good Days, Make-A-Wish Western New York, and the Oshai Children's Hospital Blood and Disorders Program. So last year it was a line of our brand manager, Alan Davis, and our program director, along with me and Josh Schmidt.
Oh, yes.
We were the trio there. And when it comes to GR staff, I am your most prolific scorer. I'm not good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just around the net.
Who gets traded?
Who gets traded?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think anyone does.
No? Nobody. One's on the trade block?
No one's on the trade block, I don't think.
We just signed a big goaltender, didn't you?
We did. But I don't know if anyone's on the trade block. It might be me.
Oh, no.
Because I don't know, maybe it's me.
Right. The conversation's been happening behind your back. If you haven't heard anything about trade talks, good luck. Because it's being said about you. But... No,
it's that conversation. It's that adage of like, you know, the friend that you don't trust. Maybe it's you because mm-hmm. they don't tell you anything.
Yeah, when you're on the outside of every conversation, it's time to look introspectively.
You're on the trade block. Actually, yeah. That's what it is.
they're currently searching assets to replace you with.
Every friend group. If you're not in on all the conversations, you're on the trade block.
Mm-hmm.
That's what that is.
That's why you force yourself in,
or you force a trade,
or you just hold out. Don't go to any events, anything.
You force the trade.
Mm-hmm.
You know, make them miss you.
Oh, the friendship trades. This is crazy.
Yeah, no. But
I wonder how the market's looking now.
No, I'm very excited to do that again, as I am every year.
Mm-hmm.
There's always like a core memory that happens from Bulldog screaming as he's going into the corner or me having a goal celebration so ridiculous that I get made fun of by Mike and Chris. To Brayton scoring his first goal in the 11-day, and we all dogpiled him.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, there's always something that happens there, but it's all for a good cause. Be sure to come down there. Team WGR, we play on June 26th. That would be a Thursday night at 6 p.m. So if you want to heckle us, tell us why we are even allowed to talk about hockey when we play so poorly, you'll get your evidence that day.
And it all leads up to the NHL draft, too.
Yes.
So
we'll have played that shift, and then the NHL draft is literally the next night.
Mm-hmm. The 27th, the 28th.
I will be back on the ice for the 11th day, actually, on that night as
you
well.
You will. Maybe so, you'll get drafted. Maybe they'll make the call.
First of all, if that's the case, fire them. I don't think Chuck Fletcher, Jim Benning, or Pierre Dorion are NHL general managers anymore, or Mark Bergevin, or Peter Chiarelli. I just named a lot of bad general managers.
Tim Robinson.
If he's an NHL general manager, then look out.
Who is?
Chris Drury.
No. Bottiger. But what is his name? What am I? It's the old Sabres one. I'm having a complete.
Botterill.
Botterill, yes. Jason Botterill. He might pick you up. I just had the biggest senior moment there. I've called him out so many times. Yes. And on the fact that he's on the Seattle Kraken now, which is crazy. But
so Chris Drury's a general manager. He just traded away Chris Kreider. And you know what that did?
What did it do?
It allowed both the Anaheim Ducks and the New York Rangers to be in on the same prize.
Mr. Marner.
Mitch Marner. So with the Rangers, you look at their roster, though. Like, Panarin's a UFA after this season. So that's a lot of money that would end up coming off the books. So there's not a lot of whole cap. There's not a lot of cap massaging you have to do at that point. That money would then be able to be used to help build the rest of your team in years going forward. Why not try to go get Mitch Marner? You're now at $14.9 million in cap space. Obviously, you're the Rangers. You could go ahead and try to get him in a nice cost-effective, not cost-effective, but like you got to find a way to get cap space for the rest of your roster. But there's something there. It's the Rangers. You could probably be able to say we're the big market team sort of thing, and that allows you to do this. Oh, by the way, don't worry about the playoff failures. I don't know if it's a desirable market necessarily for Marner, but it's a good idea. Like, if you're freeing up cap space, this could be for a reason for that. You traded away Kreider, and it allows you that. As for Anaheim, I say the same thing. Even after acquiring Kreider and his contract, a $6.5 million cap hit, by the way. Anaheim has $32 million to play with.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Poco loco amounts.
Yeah.
Of cap space. Oodles, noodles, and toaster strudels of cap space. And now you just acquired a veteran to play on the wing there for a Mitch Marner, for example. Could you make that work? Could you sell him on that? Would he want to play in a market that doesn't have as intense of a media scrutiny? This is one way to try to do that. That said, they don't have much at center, man.
No, they do not.
Like, maybe you can go ahead and, like, try to put him up with Cutter Gauthier. And
it wouldn't be as appealing for Marner.
Or Leo Carlson. Like, you could try to get one of these young kids playing with Marner. And then you have a Troy Terry on the other side, or a Chris Kreider, or an Alex Killorn to help balance that out.
Do you think Marner definitely has a choice of where he...
Where he wants to go.
Where he wants to go. If he sees a well-established line and a center, I think he'd rather go there than...
But I think Anaheim does open themselves up now for this because of the fact that, like, they have so much money to play with. Like, they're not nearly done when they go and get Mitch Marner if they were to go get him.
No, that was the $36 million in cap space, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
32. But yeah, it's still obnoxious amounts of money. Like,
that's heinous. Like, that's crazy. I'm sorry. Like, that they could do whatever they wanted, essentially, with that money.
Right. And there are a lot of free agents, both restricted and unrestricted, that are going to, like, really get the eye of a lot of people now. You look at it, like, obviously it starts and ends with Marner on the top tier discussion, but you have Sam Bennett, Brad Marchand, Aaron Ekblad on the defensive side.
Mm-hmm.
Patrick Kane's back available if people like just offense.
Hey, look at him.
Still hard no by me for the Sabres. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I agree.
Nikolai Ehlers, though, that's another name that, you know, you really want to see if they're going to do that. Mikael Granlund, where this is the interesting conversation about Dallas, by the way. If they move on from Robertson, they're going to want to keep Granlund.
Mm-hmm.
And if they sign Granlund, that means, like, they're probably getting rid of Jason Robertson. So if Dallas re-signs Mikael Granlund, look out. We have ourselves very much, like, it's no longer smoke to the fire, it's fire.
Yeah.
There will be a trade that happens.
So here's my question. The Sabres sit at about $23.2 million in salary cap space as of right now.
I then also mentioned, you know, Dante Fabro, probably a great idea for a right-handed shot to pair with Rasmus Dahlin on probably a little bit more of a cost-effective style.
Yes.
And again, Columbus, they have the cap to get this done. I just hope that Fabro and his agents see this as an opportunity. But also Columbus can do this. Because Columbus has $40 million available.
Mm-hmm.
But Fabro's a UFA. If he wants to test the market, he can test the market. Columbus has the money that'll keep him.
Right. Who would Buffalo be? Like, here's the question. Like, Paterka, Byram, you might potentially have to allocate some cap space for those guys. Right?
Ryan McLeod as well.
Ryan McLeod. And also, what about Quinn? Would you have to as well?
Quinn's a bridge deal. Or he is also maybe just legitimately...
What about Levi, too? Would you have to for him yet?
Levi, probably a nice little 2 or 3 year bridge deal. Quinn might be a qualifying offer, and you just play him on that.
Okay. So realistically, after all that, what's your estimate for their cap space and, like, what they'll be able to do? Like, would they be able to afford Marner if they took a shot at him?
Buffalo at $23 million.
Mm-hmm. 23.2 right now. But after they do those, if they allocate any to Paterka or Byram,
that makes it a little trickier.
Yeah.
That's why I think the trade market's really where things are going to end up happening with them.
Mm-hmm. So Marner.
I also think that if you buy out Matias Samuelsson, you could have cap space that way.
Yeah. That's not a bad move. I wouldn't mind seeing Matias Samuelsson wave bye-bye, truthfully. I think it's been long enough. And just thing after thing after thing where we're like, why is he on this team?
Yeah.
You know? And it's like, why hasn't a move been made? But... What are you going to do?
This is where I find it kind of dubious that they went and bought out the Jeff Skinner contract, by the way. Because they still had the $6 million that they didn't use?
Yeah.
Skinner would be done. Instead, there's... I don't know. It was a little dubious at the time, and now I'm thinking, I don't know, maybe you should have held on to him there.
Oh, no. Someone put this out there. The Sabres salary cap, seeing Josh Allen's record contract with stadium overages. It's the kid from The Simpsons. Chuckles. Haha, I'm in danger. With the Sabres logo on it.
Yeah.
Could that happen? If it comes down to it?
Yeah.
With the stadium overages, would they pull from that? Could they? Or is that someone just being facetious?
I mean, there's always a good chance of memes for a lot of things, to be entirely fair. Yeah, no, actually, like, I don't, no, never mind. The Skinner buyout actually makes a lot more sense when I'm looking at it. The Bosch will putting him 8 years at $9 million. That was a bad one.
Well, he's still a GM.
He's a GM again. Not still, he is again. Yikes.
Maybe he'll get a Skinner deal done for Seattle. Who knows?
I don't know. But yeah, that one's a little rough. Oh my goodness.
Looking back on this stuff is just, I feel like it's tough. The Sabres past free agencies, the trades they've done, like the past few.
So Skinner, by the way, why I brought up Skinner though is he has a $4.4 million dead cap hit this year. And it's 6.4 next year.
Gotcha. So it keeps going up, dead cap.
So those 2 years that he would have still been on the team, there's a decent amount that is going to be there. That hurts.
Yikes.
But you still should find a way to get things done around here.
Yeah, there's no excuse not to do something.
You got to do something.
If they sit on their hands again and think that they're going to be able to make the playoffs with the same squad, Kekalainen is the GM. There's no question to me about that. Like at that point, the inactivity, and that's what it was all last season, right? That 13-game losing streak. Inactivity was the word that was used in the harsh criticisms, the whole palm tree thing.
Right.
Inactivity was terrible. They didn't do anything. And 2 seasons ago, when they missed the playoffs by 1 point to the Panthers, right?
Mm-hmm.
They didn't add anything. They drafted well.
Yeah, it was tough to see that they didn't do much. They did nothing relatively. They added Eric Johnson, which was a mistake, and Connor Clifton.
Right. So,
which that looked like a mistake because of him being paired with Eric Johnson.
Mm-hmm. But Clifton's been fine, I feel like, at this
point. But also, if you were to buy out Samuelson, you go on PuckPD, you do the buyout calculator for it, you save 3.5 on your cap for each of the next 5 seasons.
It just makes so much sense. I don't know why they wouldn't do it.
Especially for a player that's much maligned at this point, like Samuelson.
Yeah.
It could make some sense. And also, then the 5 years after, you save those dollars, you're paying out $700,000 on a cap hit. I'd say ultimately it's worth it.
I would buy Samuelson out right now. If I were them.
And again, you're saving 3.5 on the cap. Is it giving up on a defenseman that's 25 years old? Maybe. But I do think that culturally, that would be the shockwave that probably resonates in the locker room. He is seen as a leader, but also oftentimes would be criticized for being one that was like late into scrums or inactive during them.
Well, there's some experience with that after after last season.
Most infamously, the New Jersey game,
mm-hmm.
where Thompson gets taken out with a headshot.
And nothing is done.
Samuelson's one of the players on the ice. And that nasty game against Detroit where they're losing all over the place, but like everyone's kind of getting into it. Samuelson's one of them that doesn't. And between him and Cousins, there was a lot of that criticism between those two. I would think, though, that if Byram is also being highly touted, Jonathan tweeting this in, this is a really good point. Samuelson should be tradable. It's not the worst cap hit in the world.
Mm-hmm.
I would think that that's not a bad idea. I think Jonathan's point is ultimately like it's fair.
Would he Samuelson be part of a trade package?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
it would have to be a package or a lower-end deal.
Yeah.
Like you're not getting something good back,
mm-hmm.
but you're trying to like find a more reasonable cap hit.
But if you pair him with like a Byram?
I would doubt that you pair him with Byram. Maybe with
Paterka.
And I hate saying this. Maybe you take the Matthew Dumba contract back. You get Jason Robertson, Dumba contract, and it's the cost of Paterka and Samuelson.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of winced at that, actually.
Yeah, but it's not.
But then you use that to buy that out.
Right.
So that's what you do.
You effectively cancel it out.
Yeah.
But
yeah, if you acquire Dumba, buy him out, please. That's not a good deal. That's not a good contract to retain.
I don't hate that, though. It makes you wince a little bit, but I don't hate it.
Yes.
If that's how it goes down, that's how it goes down. I see that as a big swing, truthfully.
But Freddie, that's also, I'm not giving up a prospect.
Yeah. You still have your prospect pool intact.
Mm-hmm. And I could make a different deal with that.
I was 60-40 on them sending Paterka away. I thought they would trade him. It sounds to me, since last week when we talked about this, they're less enticed to want to do that. Byron the player they move first.
They don't want to trade probably any of these players. It is, they're RFAs. We need to get these deals done. But if I can upgrade something with them, they're valuable pieces this offseason. That's the key there. The tweet Jonathan sent me, he mentions Vince Dunn from Seattle. Call up old friend Jason Bottrell.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Jason, this is Kevin, the guy that replaced you.
yeah, right.
Start out with those words.
Mm-hmm.
But the idea of it being help Seattle get out of cap jail. And Vince Dunn is $7 million. Dunn is still a viable player. I would even comfortably say he's probably still a top four line defenseman in the league. I would love the idea of having Vince Dunn here. He is worth it at the $7.3 million that he brings in.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I look at Seattle's D-Core, though. It's aging. Montour, 31. Larson, 32. Oleksiak, 32. They traded Will Borgen in order to acquire Kapokako.
And who'd they bring in to eventually fix all of this?
Jason Bottrell.
What a nightmare scenario in the future I feel like that's going to be.
The Chandler Stephenson contract handed out by Ron Francis, already looking like a bad idea.
Yep.
Poor investment. Too much money for that player. They have two goalies making $5 million or more with Philip Grubauer and Joey Decord. I would look at Seattle as a, hey, maybe there's a little bit of a bailout here for you. So thanks, Jonathan. I appreciate that with the tweet there. Yeah, I'm very interested. There's a lot. There's too many names this year that you could think about.
Yeah, so there's no reason for
inactivity. But also, the Sabres are being mentioned a lot. I do believe there is something coming this year down the pipeline of, here we go. Something big should happen here. I'm excited. I hate that I'm excited because I'm going to fall for it again. I'm going to, you know the meme, the You Fell For It Again award?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be me. I'm going to make ribbons and try to sell them with the Fell For It Again award and a Sabres logo on it.
Yikes.
As I'm wearing Sabres Zuba shorts.
Yeah, and a Sabres t-shirt. You're repping. Today. You're yeah. repping. If these cameras were on.
If anything, I'm loyal to the crest.
Mm-hmm.
We'll wrap this up. Coming up, Sports Talk Saturday, Derek Kramer and Joe Kelly. On a beautiful Saturday here in Buffalo.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going on. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.